The Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, just turned 50. Journalists, lawyers, and others are largely applauding the new FOIA Improvement Act of 2016, which President Obama signed into law at the end of June. But there's still a lot more work to be done to improve the way agencies give information to the public. Open government experts claim agencies need more help from Congress to create a culture of openness and transparency. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
The Freedom of Information Act is now 50 years old. Congress says it turned a corner with a new law, the FOIA Improvement Act, but it has a lot more to do to improve the information request process. And there's a lot that the law doesn't address. Congress wants to hear about these issues now so that it doesn't take another 50 years to tackle them. But some experts in the media and legal world say there's no FOIA law that will be able to address the issues agencies have with transparency and information. David Coulier is the director and president of the University of Arizona School of Journalism. He says Congress should build on the momentum it has going and really fix FOIA. Agencies are processing more FOIA claims now than ever before, and they're processing them faster, but
what they're doing is they're stamping no faster. Is what they're doing. Higher denials, more use of exemptions. So sure, we're processing FOIA requests, more of them and faster, but we're not making transparency better. On average, people are told they can't have information 77% of the time. Three-quarters of the time you go ask for information, you're told no, or they can't find it. Government Public Information Office, the offices manage the message, they control information.
For Coulier, the new bill does not address agencies' culture of secrecy.
And as we have yet to really hear or see results to live up to the promises of the transparency that we were told 8 years ago. Congress can turn the tide. They could set us back on track, create a culture of openness and accountability. So let's take these steps together, shall we? Let's make FOIA great again. Make it stronger together. I think we can do that.
Here's what the new bill does. It clarifies that agencies should adopt the presumption of openness. It specifically codifies memos that President Obama released in the early days of his administration. And specifically, it gives agencies a 25-year time limit to keep internal deliberations confidential. It requires that agencies be more proactive about disclosing records or information to any person who has sent multiple requests or if the records in question have been requested three or more times. It also sets up a new Chief FOIA Officers Council to come up with recommendations for developing a more efficient FOIA process. And it also mandates that agencies expand the FOIA.gov portal by 2017. There's a lot to like about the new FOIA law, especially for the National Archives and Records Administration. Miriam Nisbet is the founding director of the Office of Government Information Services, or OGIS, at NARA. Her office is essentially the government's FOIA ombudsman. She says the new law will help agencies' customer service.
Requesters will be notified at several stages now that they have the right to assistance from the FOIA public liaison and the Office of Government Information Services. These will increase the opportunities for dispute resolution to conserve administrative resources and head off costly and time-consuming lawsuits. The availability of dispute resolution at all stages of a FOIA request is just good customer service. Second, the law affirms the responsibility of OGIS to review agency compliance and solidifies the role of OGIS in the FOIA ecosystem. In existence nearly 7 years, OGIS has worked with and assisted many agencies and thousands of requesters. Still, there's been confusion and pushback about what the new FOIA ombudsman could do and would not do. The new law makes clear that OGIS has the authority to make its compliance reviews broadly available, identify procedures and methods for improving FOIA compliance, and recommend legislative and regulatory changes to improve FOIA.
But other countries like Estonia and Kazakhstan and even Russia still have better laws on freedom of information and transparency than the United States. The U.S. ranks at number 46 among 105 countries that have laws on government transparency. Here's Coulier with Senator Al Franken.
And I have to be clear, this is the text of their laws. It doesn't necessarily mean there's more transparency in Russia or Kyrgyzstan or Kazakhstan or Estonia, which also have stronger laws than ours. But just because it's in the law doesn't necessarily mean there's better transparency, as we see in our own country. But when you take a look at the laws as written, they're very strong as written. And there's a systematic way of measuring that. I've cited the website. You could take a look at that yourself. You could see the methodology. So when they look at whether or not it's in the Constitution, right to know, whether or not there are enforcement provisions, whether or not the turnaround is 5 days instead of 20, all that's documented. But you make a good point.
Well,
I'm guessing,
the United States is falling behind. Ratings of FOIA laws so that's the laws. I just want to stick up for the old United States of America.
Right, right. You know, flag wave. I agree. You know, go America. I do think you have to have a good law. I mean, I think that's a starting point.
Rick Bloom is the director of the Sunshine in Government Initiative. He says agencies have yet to actively disclose information themselves. Instead, agencies will often wait until they're asked, either from a FOIA request or some other kind of request. He wants agencies to reverse that trend.
I also want to mention that Congress should improve the way the government captures, organizes, and stores electronic information, so disclosure is built in at the front end, not the back end. Amazon does not pile up boxes in huge mounds in its warehouses. It catalogs the row and shelf location for easy retrieval for each package to deliver my package in 2 days. Digital storage and retrieval should speed government responses, not slow it down.
But whether or not agencies actually go out of their way to proactively release information again goes back to a shift in culture. And that's something that goes beyond the Freedom of Information Act. Here's Bloom.
How can you take information out of the FOIA process? And FOIA is, for all of its good and all of its strength, its weaknesses are a result of things that really, in large part, don't have anything to do with FOIA. You know, are we saving and preserving records?
Agencies have until the end of the year to digitize and preserve emails and other electronic records. Bloom says he imagines the FOIA process will get slightly better once agencies have all their files in one easily searchable format. He says Congress should make sure agencies are meeting those deadlines.
Perhaps this committee could have a joint hearing with other committees that deal with records management to really explore. So for the next 50 years, the last 50 years, we've talked about how do we improve the process? How do we improve FOIA?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the next 50 should be how do we improve the federal government so that transparency is improved?
In Washington, Nicole Legrisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Read Nicole's story, share this interview with colleagues, go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.